Blog Talk Radio.
Having his way in our lives, leading, guiding, and moving as he sees fit, as only God knows best which direction to take us in. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear God, for that fire that burns down deep inside of our soul. Praise the Lord to our God, and hallelujah to the Most High. Welcome to Fire, 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 the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring and dedicated to the only true living God. We give much honor, we give much praise, we give glory that is originally his, that he shines on us, back to the Most High God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And what can I say about his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, as well as unapologetically, declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. I promise you, he's the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our eternal life. What a beautiful eternal life we have now. Not just when we float away on some cloud on angels' wings to be with God and his eternal kingdom forever. Yes, all of that. But right here now on this earth, when he said, I promise to never leave you nor forsake you because you belong to me now, is when our eternal life begins. He's our only hope in life, y'all, for this lost, dying, and dying world that we're living in. Blessings to each and every one of you. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations that Holy Spirit God will muster up in me, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because I'm a witness, y'all. God is not a respected person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship him and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual nutrition and consideration from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 23, where we read and we hear our Lord Jesus explaining the parable of the sower to his disciples. What strikes me is that the seed or the word was sown in the hearts of men, women, boys and girls, whoever was there. But for different reasons, there was no manifestation and reaping, except for those that received God's word. Truly having ears to hear, they were able to reap bountifully. But the harvest is not all the same for everyone due to other responses as well. It depends on our faith, commitment, and service, our labor. So we're going to be talking about 30, 60, and 100. And I promise you, I have a brand new revelation that God gave me in regards to this chapter verse, Matthew 13, verse 23, where it talks about some received 30, some received 60, and some received 100-fold. We're going to talk about that. God has given a fresh, anointed revelation to his word, and I'm so happy about it to be a witness and a disciple of our Lord Jesus the Christ. My special guests are on the way. We're going to have wonderful conversation. We're going to get testimony. We're going to play their music, those gospel artists that are invited to be here with me on this fire gospel experience here today. I'm going to shine my artist spotlight. We're going to play music. We're going to have a good, good time in God, just like we was in church, y'all. So listen, call a friend, call a family member, a co-worker, a neighbor, anybody that's in your sphere right now, let them know Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the radio to give God his just due praise and to be a blessing to each and every one of you listening, to encourage you to keep on believing, trusting, and laboring for God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your soul. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for overseeing our lives and overseeing this fire gospel experience. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set this internet as well as the internet radio on Holy Ghost sanctified gospel fire. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name.
It's gonna be all right.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Time to get up, it's a new day. Put all your worries and cares away. Lay all your burdens upon him. His arms are wide open for all of them. He's given me rest for my soul. So no RIP without a smile. Could have been dead and gone, but I'm still here. I gotta keep my head up. Because it's not.
I'm going to give God a shout of praise and hallelujah as long as God gives me this precious breath to inhale and exhale. And that's what a lot of us need to do. We need to inhale all of the gratitude and the significance that God has applied to our lives, and then exhale praise and worship to our God. Sounds a woman of God, Samaria Kelly. As long as she got breath, she's going to praise him. I'm going to praise him, and I hope you out there praising him now too. Amen. It goes right there. And we started this fire gospel experience off with man of God, Ryan Rutley, letting you know that I don't base my day, I don't base my circumstances on whatever is going on in terms of my praise. My circumstances don't regulate, don't dictate how I approach my day. I keep a spiritual mindset regardless of the weather, regardless of the trials, tribulations, as well as any temptations. We're still in these flesh bodies. The man of God, Apostle Paul, he told us in Romans 7, he says that, man, there are some things that I'm doing that I hate. And I've written 2/3 of the Bible, Lord Jesus. That's what he said, not me. And he's saying that there are some things that I do that I just can't stand. And I still have to regulate myself. I still have to anoint myself. I still have to ask God to do for me what I can't do for myself, regardless of how the devil try to come in on us. Don't y'all know that we are still blessed by God? We are the Most High children of God, and we have precious, precious desires that sometimes conflict with our bodies. So it's our bodies that's in the transformational work of the spiritual process of becoming just like our Lord Jesus. He prayed, the Lord Jesus prayed in John, the 17th chapter, that we all as believers will be one, just like he and the Father was. Now, that's amazing to me because the oneness that Father God, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit God are in is inexplainable. We can only grasp little bits and pieces of it. He was down here in the flesh in a human body. Father God was where he was in his ethereal body, in his spiritual essence. But he said there's still oneness. So there's a connection there that goes beyond just what we can observe in dynamics. There is a spiritual connection that elevates us to a singular oneness of mind, spirit, and soul when it comes to our God. And that's what we attain to achieve day by day as we go through the trials, troubles, tribulations of this life, and then those temptations, those secret things that we all have to deal with. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your position is. Well, in these earth bodies, you're going to have some temptations. Some things that we used to indulge in greatly that don't nobody but us and God know about. And we're going to have to deal with that as we pursue godliness, as we pursue that spiritual oneness that our God talked about. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. And as always, I am fired up and I am just loving God for loving me. I didn't deserve it, but he poured his love out on me. And I, like man of God, Zane Up, going to take us to the front line with his message of gospel. He's addicted to the love of God. Because guess what? God is addicted to us because of his great love. Hallelujah, God. Thank you.
I'm addicted to your love. I'm addicted to your grace. When I die, I will wake up. I want to see your face. I'm addicted to your love. I'm addicted to your love. I'm addicted to your love. Lord, I know I will open up again, throw my fears into the wind. My desire is to be like you. I'm addicted to your love. I'm addicted to your grace. When I die, I'll wake up. I wanna see your face. I'm addicted to your love. I'm addicted to your love. I'm addicted to what you did for me. My mind is made up. Had a heart to heart with the Lord last night. Now I know that I gotta rewrite everything on my mind though. My life was all confined though. When I was in the world, I was on the grind though. I was all lost in the sauce. Now I wanna fly though. With the way that the life, creator of all man, I'm just trying to take a flight. It's all part of his plan. I'ma still just praise you in the night. Light up the dark in a fight and bring peace, it's alright. Show love to my bro, either way that it goes, got Jesus in my sight. Even gonna pray for my enemy. The battles with my flesh and blood telling me I gotta forgive them. They say we gon' win them. The old me wanna end them. Holy Ghost recommend them. I just wanna be like you. I don't know what else to do. I just wanna trust in you. I just wanna trust in you. I just wanna be like you. I don't know what else to do. I just wanna trust in you. I just put my trust in you.
addicted to your grace. When I die, I will wake up. I wanna see your face. I'm addicted to your love. I'm addicted to your love. When I die, I will wake up. I'm addicted to your love. I was drowning in my pain. I was drowning in my lane. I was drowning in the game. God helps me get away. I was drowning in my lust. I was drowning in my must. I was even dirty to the touch. I was lost, now I trust Jesus. I'm addicted to your love. I'm addicted to your grace. When I die, I will wake up. I wanna see your face. I'm addicted to your love. I'm addicted to your love. I'm addicted to your love.
I'm addicted to your love, dear Father God, because you blessed us so with such a tremendous love. You demonstrated that love. That's what we have to understand. When the Bible talks about the biblical definition and understanding of love, it is a verb. Love is a verb in the Greek language. Agape means I'm showing you my commitment to you. I am showing you that I am willing to act out my care, comfort, and concern for you and your well-being with no strings attached. If I don't get repaid in any way this act of kindness, I have a God that has already covered my account, so I'm able to take care of the account of others. That's why he gave the parable about the man that was beat down in the road, and then a rabbi passed by, a Levite passed by, and here comes this lowly stranger. Not only a stranger, but this was a man that was of a nation that was scorned by the Jews, that was looked down upon. They didn't have nothing to do with them. And yet and still, this was the one that God used. So the lesson in that is, may we be mindful of the people that we may discard or not even give consideration to because of some differences that we have prejudicially created in our own minds that may be thinking in some kind of way, maybe we're a little bit better than them. Shame on us when we get our minds inflated with so much self-centeredness. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. Thank you, man of God. Zane up. Addicted, addicted, addicted. We always think about addiction in the negative, but you know what? The reason God allows addiction to even exist is because the devil took addiction and perverted it and used it as a means to get us to get so wrapped up in our own self-centered pleasures, lust, desires, that addiction has a negative connotation and it is self-destructive. And then it corrupts the people around us because it has no boundaries. It will use, abuse, and misuse anyone that we come in contact when this desire or addiction within our spirit touches other people, because all we want to do is take what we can get from them. But I'm here to tell you as a living witness, God wants us to take this overwhelming desire that consumes us to actually be the very thing that creates this oneness that our Lord Jesus prayed about in John 17 and I talked about earlier. It's okay to be addicted to God. They're going to call you a Jesus freak. They're going to say a lot of things about you, but it don't matter, because I am more concerned with how God feels about me than people that don't have a heaven or hell to assign me to. Amen. Goes right there. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. We're going to change up a little bit and go with the flow. While my special guests are on the way, I am just going to share with you all word of inspiration from my dear fraternity brother, but more importantly, my spiritual brother. We all know him very well. He is a reverend. He is a doctor. He is a man of God that demonstrated this love that some, and I'm going to say very few of us have, that is willing to lay down their lives for a friend. Reverend Dr. MLK Jr. And yes, the dream is still alive.
I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. 5 score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside. Let freedom ring in Indianapolis. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Free at last, free at last. God Almighty, that we're free at last. But please understand that freedom that my dear brother, Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., is talking about, a freedom that comes from knowing the true and the living and only Creator God. God our Father, the Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit God. Amen. Goes right there. That's your word of inspirations on this fire gospel experience. As we continue to uplift God one more time, happy to do so. Blessed indeed to have the privilege to be able to repeat the chorus of praise that have gone on since the very beginnings of time, from generations to generations. What a blessing it is to be in that link, to be a link in that chain of worshipers and praisers and servants of the Most High God, disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's no greater calling. When you know who God is, you are living out your created purpose. Now, my statement to you is, give it everything you got, because we will be discussing this later in the broadcast. There will be a manifold blessing in store based upon our servants, based upon the level of commitment to our service. Some will receive 30, some will receive 60, and some will receive 100. Now, we're going to talk about those numbers because it's significant. I got a brand new revelation about that today, and it blew my mind, because the Word of God is alive. Amen. Goes right there. And when you understand the Word of God is alive, there is a blessing and a newness of joy that is in our hearts, and it just gives us more stimulation to praise God all over again. Let's take this fire gospel experience to the old way of church music from Joy of Huntsville. Let us know there's no other reason other than Jesus. Yes, my Lord, Jesus, you are the reason.
Hello, I am Jackie L. Bostic, preacher, inspirational speaker, author, mentor, certified life coach, entrepreneur, wife, mother, and servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grateful to God Almighty, who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life and gospel truth to your event, congregation, or fellowship group, I may just be the person that you're looking for. I would encourage everyone to get a copy of my book, My Words Have Power, where I share my intimate lessons and things of which I've experienced, because life and death is in the power of our tongue. My book, My Words Have Power, can be purchased at Amazon.com, or you can look for me at Jackie L. Bostic on Facebook.com. The purchase price of my book is $18. You can contact me by phone at 678-787-9339 or send me an email at BosticGS, that's BosticGS@gmail.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving and uplifting, unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in and to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength.
Thank you. Hello, I am Lakeisha Mosley, and you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with my brother, Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry of positive mental health support and awareness will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. And for more inspiration, you can tune in to the Lakeisha Mosley Show on Positive Power XSI at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Monday night. You can also find me on my website, LakeishaMosley.com. Keep in tune and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about FIRE on this station. It's about kingdom building.
Charles of Man of God, David Benton on this fire gospel experience, flying away. The Bible tells us, he says, look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord, Yahweh, God Almighty, Elohim. He is God. He is the lifter up of our heads. The reason that we have to look up, y'all, is because, first of all, that's where God is. Paul said that he looked to and was taken up to the third heaven. That means there's the heavens that we see, the skies, the stars, the moon, and then there's the universe, the galaxies, and the universes be far beyond our very own. And then there is the place where God abodes, where God lives, the third heaven, the highest of heavens. Amen. It goes right there. And then our soul, sometimes through prayer, through meditation, through these times alone, we can allow our spirit to go to a place, spiritually speaking, and let our bodies remain here on this earth and fly away in our mind, in our thought life, through our prayers and commune with God and the Most High God. When we take bread and water, that's symbolic of the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that we assimilate into our bodies to continue this process of oneness from all the many different dynamics that we could possibly obtain here on this earth. But we need to be able to lift up our minds, our thoughts, our consciousness beyond our earth dwelling, y'all, so that we can lift our spiritual selves up, our core self-being, the soul person that we are, and then rise above circumstances and continue on. I believe this is how the saints of God were able to go to the henchmen's acts and go to the crosses of their own crucifixion and take the whippings and take the beatings, because they say, I will allow my body to be the instrument that endures suffering, persecution, and torture. It's not so much like the young lady that was told, the young Christian high school girl in Columbine High School, the day of that terrible tragedy and massacre. We were told that the gunman pointed his gun at this young believer, whom he knew was a Christian girl, and said, denounce Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I'm sure she either looked him dead in the eye or closed her eyes and said, I cannot, I will not, I won't. And then she laid down her life as the gunman took her body and fired into her and took her life. But he didn't take her spiritual life. That's something that the Lord Jesus tells us. He said, be not afraid of those that can do you harm physically, because they cannot touch your soul. And the joy of God is when we, our souls are reunited with him. Yes, we may have to endure pain, torture in this life, for great glory and great reward for those of us that have been selected and chosen to lay down our lives for God, because it's still going on in many countries. It's still going on in this country. It's just not reported on TikTok. It's not reported on Facebook. It's not reported on Instagram. You best believe that the devil is still taking the lives of those of us that love the name of our Lord Jesus. We worship him. We serve him. We are his disciples, and we will not recant. We will not refuse. We will not denounce Jesus as Lord, even to the threat of our own lives. It takes time. It's a process. But you know that each one of us are called to a specific calling. You might be one of the ones that may be called to give your life or to risk your life for the sake and the salvation of others. Like the scripture tells, there is no greater love than him or her that is willing to lay down our lives for a friend, because we know that this life is not the end. You tuned into Fire, the gospel experience, giving you some sanctified nutrition and some sanctified encouragement so that you can keep on keeping on in the beautiful name of Jesus. That's what this ministry is all about. That's what this platform is for. Nothing else and nothing less than giving God is just due praise. We honor you, God. We glorify you, God, with our lives. And we say thank you for the privilege to be called your children.
Hello, hallelujah. I'm Neva Ford Nations, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up, playing for you the best and newest gospel music on the planet, and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. I pray that my song, Holding On, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength to be the kingdom builder that God created you to be. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station.
It's a blessing to see another day. From all the hard work I've done on yesterday, by my Lord, I was trying to raise a family and making sure there was food to eat.
I can recall times in my life where I was just shaking my head. I had tears rolling down my face, crying, talking about, God, where are you? Why am I having to go through all these things? It don't seem like nobody else is going through some of the stuff I'm going through. But I realize now that every tear that I cried, every disappointment that I felt, every sorrow that entered into my heart was to draw me closer to him and to make my heart pliable so that he can mold me in a way that will help me find my purpose and my calling, because our ministry is born through our hard times. We don't like it. It don't feel good, but it's not about feelings. Feelings are facts. No. And the fact of the matter is that God has allowed every trick of the devil to work for your good. That's why my life scripture verse, Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for the good. To them that are the called according to the purpose of God, to them that love God, I promise you, just keep holding on like Woman of God number 4 Nation just told us, and everything will be all right. That's not me saying that. I'm saying it, but it's based upon the promise of our God, our Creator. I am willing to share with you for your spiritual consideration from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 23, and we're going to be talking about 30, 60, and 100. And yes, yes, that's the first time I've ever used numbers as a title to my biblical summary. Amen. The King James Version of Matthew 13, verse 23 reads, "But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it." Ooh, that's crucial. "Which also bears fruit." Oh, that's even more crucial. "And bringeth forth some 100-fold." What? "Some 60. Yes. And some 30. We're talking about 30, 60, 100. As our Lord Jesus shared this parable about the sower sowing seed, he broke away from the crowd and expounded further the deeper meaning of what the parable's true meaning emphasized. Matthew 13 and 10 says, "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he has. Therefore, speak unto them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand." It may seem to some to be a matter of the proper functioning of the ears, but in truth, this hearing is about the content of the heart. Science has even declared and affirmed and determined that no two objects can occupy the same space. So, when someone has already determined to keep storage of certain information, then no new revelation can abide. So we must understand that as we hear others speak their knowledge to determine how fruitful would continued conversation be. Our Lord Jesus continued his exhortation. Verse 14, "And in them his son fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand. And seeing, ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I shall heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them." So, we are highly chosen and particular people to be among the minority of truth believers, not so much as anything that we have deserved of our own, no, but purely of God's selection. And so you ask, how is this all connected to the parable of the sower sowing seed? Well, be patient. We're going to get to that. I want to let what I just shared with you kind of marinate into your thoughts, into your mind, into your ears, so that your ears can hear and so that you can understand. You're tuned into Fire, the gospel experience. Giving God, it just be praised, not just with our lips, y'all, no, but with our whole heart and with everything that's within us. And like the young men for Christ, we just break out in a praise and just start thanking Jesus because we can't help ourselves. Yeah, because that is our testimony. Help us, Lord.
When I think what he's done, my soul cries out, thank God I won. Because of his grace, I'm still here. And it was my faith that brought me to the years. Said I'm a testimony for what he's done. I thank the Lord. God, oh, I'll be here. I'll
I'm a testimony about the goodness of God. Woo, Jesus. That's what I'm talking about on this Fire Gospel Experience. You talk about young men for Christ turning up the heat on this fire gospel experience. They did that. I know y'all felt that because I'm telling you, I feel so much better. Getting my praise on this fire gospel experience. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration and nutrition from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 23, talking about 30, 60, and 100. And before Young Man for Christ tore up my studio with all that good gospel quartet singing, talking about testimony, we were just embracing the thought about how all that I just previously shared had anything to do with 30, 60, and 100-fold. Well, let's go back to the Word of God, starting at Matthew 13 and 18, where our Lord Jesus is breaking it down, breaking it all the way down. Hear ye, therefore, the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth it, that which was sown in his heart. This is he that receives seed by the wayside. But he that receives the seed into stony places is the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, some 30. Yeah, I know I reversed it. I said 30, 60, 100, but I did it for a reason because, you know, we like to start low and go high. But the word of God started high and went low. So there is a dichotomy right there. That's a whole other biblical summary we may get to one day. Just wanted to bring that to your attention. Now, the many circumstances regarding the effect of growth and the maturation process in the plant life that we discussed in these preceding scripture verses, previous scripture verses that I just read, is symbolic of our human lives. The many circumstances of someone's decision to believe God or not comes from the root of their hearts, which is a result of the contemplation conclusions of their own minds. And here's the kicker. That was just revealed to me today in my preparation after 35 plus years reading, studying, meditating, and praying with and on God's holy word, that even for those who have chosen to believe God and believe in God, that we all have varying degrees of faith, trust, applications in serving God. And the Living Bible Translation has helped open my eyes to a deeper knowledge of the 30, 60, and 100 numbers that was given in the scripture. The Living Bible reads Matthew 13 and 23. The good ground represents the heart of a man who listens to the message and understands it and goes out and brings 30, 60, or even 100 others into the kingdom. Whereas for all my believing years, I assumed that the 30, 60, and 100 would be the manifold blessings of faithful stewards' rewards. 30 of amounts of blessings of whatever, 60 amounts of blessings, or 100 manifold manifested blessings to the steward of faithful. But whereas now I see that those numbers represent the fruit of our labor in the precious account of souls saved due to our discipleship in Jesus the Christ. This has given me a greater motivation in sharing the gospel of our Lord Jesus the Christ, as I see now more of the great desire that God has for every single living soul be saved. It's according to our labor and, of course, their choice, yes, to be saved by God's amazing grace and eternal, bountiful mercies. Lord, I pray that you are blessed to go beyond the 30, 60, and 100 souls being saved that were just revealed to me today about how precious it is. Our Lord Jesus said, the field is already white with souls, but few are the laborers. Amen. So let us be about the business of taking our sanctified testimony, which is only a verbal expression of our transformed lives, because we know who we used to be. We know what we used to do, who we used to do it with. We still sometimes are struggling with our past because we have those likes, those habits, those proclivities and propensities even to this day. If we don't abandon those thoughts when they come immediately, we'll find ourselves being slowly sucked back into devious thinking and lust. And the Bible tells us, and we know, that what we sow to the flesh will reap the flesh. That's why we are called to sow to the Spirit. It takes a determined mindset. I read a phenomenal book I want to recommend. It from Joyce Meyer, and it's entitled The Battlefield of the Mind. That's where the greatest struggle is. It's not with your mama. It's not with your daddy. It's not with your coworkers. Not with your boss. Not with your neighbor. Not with the Republicans. Not with white folks. Not with Asian folks. It's within ourselves first. Amen. When we are able to conquer all of those displeasures that tend to hang around and still live and linger on to us like leeches, we'll be best prepared to do battle with any external force, having received victory over our greatest struggle, which is ourselves internally. Amen. And like the well-known comedian Country Wayne says, and I have some issues here or there about him, let that sizzle in your spirit. So yes, I got that from him, but I wanted to marinate and sizzle in your spirit and let some truth abide in our heart, in our mind, and in our soul. Here's woman of God, Tina Nelms Folsom, who I had the pleasure of being my special guest a few broadcasts ago. Phenomenal, anointed woman of God, first lady, as well as gospel artist. Sometimes our greatest effort and our greatest evidence of being a steward, a student, a disciple of Jesus Christ is showing the ability to be patient. Come on, woman of God, and just wait on him. Yes, wait on the Lord.
Know that Jesus is real. May not come when you want him, but you want him when he comes. He's a problem solver, and soon he'll get it done. Oh, are you gonna wait? All he wants you to do is hold on to your faith.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Red, the pastor and founder of Power of the Gospel Ministries and also Mighty King Basketball Youth Ministry.
Hello, I am Lady Crystal, success coach, five-time Amazon best-selling author, podcaster, publisher, clubhouse host, and speaker.
And we are the humble hosts of the Power Lift broadcast on Positive Power 21 Christian Media Radio with our brother, CEO, and founder, Jerry Roy.
And you can find Power Lift podcast every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please check us out on Spotify. Look for Red, R-E-D-D, and Crystal Henry.
Our virtual ministry is on Facebook under Red, R-E-D-D, Red Henry, every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., and also on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. We're looking forward to you to join us.
Check us out, powerofthegospel.org for more information, or crystalhenry.net.
You are listening to
Fire!
The Gospel Experience, where the is moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music.
I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to
Fire!
The Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength.
Be a blessing to your family, friends, and co-workers by telling them about
Fire!
On this station, it's all about
Kingdom building.
In this day and time, sometimes we just gotta know where our strength comes from. In Christ, I know that He is the strength of my life. Somebody just sing with me and just remember that Jesus is the strength of our journey. Sometimes things get so hard to bear, and it seems like no one is there when we need somebody to cry on. Carry me through. You're the strength of my journey, and you alone, Lord, I'm the strength of my journey. You are strength of my life. Oh, strength of my journey. Yeah. When the burden seems so hard to
Strengthen you, most holy God. You are the source. You are the reason. You are the pinnacle of our faith when we can just turn to you and receive tremendous, tremendous supernatural strength that we could never have create, fabricate on our own. Sounds of man of God, Pastor Jay, and the Redeemed singing about the strength of my journey. Yes, there is strength in the journey. Sometimes we look so much to the arrival of what we, I guess, could call as the level or the success of whatever it is we aspire to, and sometimes miss the value of the journey itself, the lessons learned as we climb or as we expand or as we elevate according to the wonderful blessings of God. It's just a good thing to just watch around us and learn as we are blessed by God to expand our territories of evangelism, because it's all about God. It's not about what we attain in terms of a big name or fame or prosperity. Those are all just the rewards on this earth that God gives us, never the primary motivations of why we do what we do. What we do is to honor God, because he has done such a tremendous work in us by declaring to us who we are in him, helping us to know what many people still don't have the answers to. Why am I here? What am I here for? Am I making a difference? Will I even be remembered when my time has expired here? Are some prominent questions that we find fulfillment and answers in when we put our whole weight of confidence, our faith, if you will, in God. We're going to give you a double dose of word of inspiration, thanking my dearly departed brother, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, for his dream, which has become our dream, and we are still living the dream to make it more of a reality and less of a dream, but it is still our inspiration that motivates us. And we have woman of God, my dear friend, woman of God, Kimberly Holiday here. She's going to bless us with words that will inspire us, and she is very much a regular word up special guest inspirational artist that just blesses us. So I'm just so happy and excited. This philanthropist, published book author, motivational speaker, radio personality at KAZI 88.7 FM, the voice and soul of Austin, as well as I understand she has entered into the social political government arena there where she is in Pflugerville, Texas. I don't know if it's councilwoman, alderwoman, whatever terminology that they use there in terms of this city representative. She is laboring and applying her faith into that arena as well, which is okay, because some of us are called to go and see these other arenas where there needs to be light shed and a godly influence. We don't have to go into certain areas, quoting scriptures of the Bible, but with our renewed and transformed mind in Christ, we are able to apply reasons. We are able to apply resolutions. We are able to apply remedies without quoting one scripture verse. And there will be some of those, just like when the Apostle Paul was speaking at the Areopagus Hill over in Greece, where they had statues and they had no idea to whom these particular objects were that were generally created for God. Yes, I know God said don't build nothing, but they built it anyway. And then the Lord put it upon the man of God's heart, Apostle Paul. He said, let me explain to you this unknown God. There will be those in our circles, wherever it is. It could be business, it could be social, it could be whatever. It could be a family reunion, that you'll find some people will come to us privately, just like some did Apostle Paul, and he was able then to break down and maybe use some scripture verses, where before it would may have been continued, which may have been fruitless, where we have to sometimes wait for the right seeds, which we just be talking about in 30, 60, 100, for the good ground to show up where we can lay seeds. Here is Woman of God, Kimberly Holiday, amazing woman of God, to share with us words that God has given her to share and express in her very being. We are blessed to have this woman of God come and share with us about his grace, God's grace, is sufficient. Yes, it is.
You're listening to the Bootleg Bible Devotional right here on Insanely Gifted Radio. My name is Kimberly Holiday. Today's conversation is What Shall We Fear? And I'm giving you some scriptures to add to your scriptorial, is that a word, toolbox, so that when you find yourself in a situation, when depression and anxiety and fear are looming around and attempting to rob and steal your joy, it is my prayer that these scriptures will come to mind for you. From the King James Version, there is a familiar passage that reminds us to cast all of our cares and anxieties on the Lord, for he cares for us. I know that one by heart. And you know what? Not only do we need to know the word of God, but we need to make it personal. So here goes. Kimberly, cast all your cares and anxieties on me, for I care for you. I want to read this from the Passion Translation, and the Word of God reads as follows. Pour out all your worries and stress upon him and leave them there, for he always tenderly cares for you. I also want to read 2 Corinthians 12, beginning at verse 9, which reminds us that our weakness is actually our portal to God's grace. From the King James Version, this is also a familiar passage that reminds us that God's grace is sufficient. Reading from the Passion Translation, beginning at verse 9. But he answered me, my grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its expression through your weakness. So I will celebrate my weaknesses, more than one, plural. For when I am weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. Verse 10, so I'm not defeated by my weakness, but delighted. For when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger. For my weakness becomes a portal to God's power. Amen. My name is Kimberly Holiday, and you're listening to the Bootleg Bible Devotional right here on Insanely Gifted Radio. Don't touch that dial.
Thank you. Thank you very much, woman of God, Kimberly Holiday, over there at KAZI. 88.7 in Austin, Texas, the heart, the soul of Texas. You need to check out her broadcast. She's on the internet. Go to her Facebook page to get all the specific information about her broadcast. I know she broadcasts early in the morning, might be 6 a.m., 7 a.m. Don't quote me. I know it's early, early. Go to Kimberly Holiday's Facebook page and get that information. If you want some good, godly inspiration early in the morning, pep up your day with a spiritual connotation to it, she's the one that's going to do it for you. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, turning up the heat because God deserves all of our just due praises. Don't y'all know that? Well, here's man of God, William Smith Jr. He knows about it, and that's what he's going to do, give God some just due praises.
Hello, I'm William Smith Jr., and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience with Brian E. Jefferson, where the fire is stirring up your soul with biblical inspiration and the very best gospel music. I pray that my music will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
Still the... I got a phone call, said come over to my place. And every minute that I drove there, I knew I was out of place. Spirit told me no, yeah. A flesh told me so, go ahead. Maybe one last time, ain't hurt nobody. Tell me who can I run to when I need help? Tell me to get on my knees. I know my help, Lord, my help. Now I'm feeling bad, cause I done did it. Now I'm feeling bad, cause I done did it. What I shouldn't do, no I shouldn't do it. I still do it, yes I still do it. I know what I can't.
An example, play with the time like what time I got ample. I feel like the wax in the candle. Soon as they come that the heat is in shambles. I don't do what I can do, but indulge what I can't do. Until my father can't stand you. It's just a little bit much to contain you. I can't do what only God can do. Simply to maintain you. The night versus the angle. I promise in my heart is what I aim to. Hands in the air cause I can't shoot. Flesh that would dare different angles. Pick another L trying to save you. Now flesh with the game like Babe Ruth.
What I should do. Still do it. Don't know why. I know what I can't do. I mess around and still do it. I still do it. I know exactly what I shouldn't do it. But I still do it. I know better. But I still do it. I still do it. I got a phone call.
Got a phone call.
To come over to my place. Every minute that I drove there, I knew I was out of place. Still did it. My spirit told me no, yeah. But my flesh told me so. Maybe one last time. Ain't hurt nobody. Tell me who can I run to when I need help. I know you told me to get on my knees. Ignoring my head, ignoring my head. And now I'm feeling bad because I done did it. Now I'm feeling bad because I done did it. Cause I'm feeling bad now because I done did it.
Hello, I'm urban Christian artist Gayla James, an anointed gospel artist that is called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone that would change the atmosphere with the spirit of great worship and praise for your concert, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone 239-867-1273 or by email gaylajames.james1@gmail.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
me. Can't count the times that you have protected me. Can't count the times that you brought me out. If I could, I know I would tell everybody that I'm provided for me. Can't count the times that you have gave me food to eat. Can't count the times that I could have been gone, but you allowed me to live on. And I'm you brought me through, through it all. So many things you've done for me. You opened doors that I could not see. And I'm blessed, blessed. I am blessed, blessed. I am blessed, blessed. I am
Amen. You can sing it like that when you know it's true. Ha! Gayla James on this Fire Gospel Experience. Let you, and you too, as me, as well as me. I'm blessed, and I'm so grateful to be blessed. Well, thank you all for joining me on this Fire Gospel Experience. Always an extreme pleasure, as well as privilege for me to come to wherever you're listening to this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast, and letting us together, collectively, as one mind, one heart, one soul, one body of believers, extol our God, give him praise, exalt him. We can't make God any bigger than who he is, but we can magnify him through our own personal lives. We are reflections of the Most High God. All that he is, he wants to pour down deep into us so that it overflows. We can't contain it. It'll touch the lives of the people that surround us, the people that God will bring into our lives for a lifetime or for a season. It's just up to us to be prepared at every given moment to be able to share with them the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And before we heard from woman of God, Gayla James, man of God, Antoine Hilton, let us know. Still do it. Do it anyway. Do it because it's such a burning in your spirit. You just can't help yourself. Prophet Jeremiah said, I feel I hurt myself. It's like fire. Shut up in my bones if I try to keep this testimony to myself. If I try to withhold all these tremendous, abundant blessings that God has given me, I'll fool around and bust something. And God will be the only one that can fix it, because he is a fixer. Listen, you can certainly turn into any one of my archive programs. I send it to my Facebook page, Ron E. Jefferson, or you can go to my Instagram page, RonaldJefferson1, where I have 4 years of Fire Gospel Experience archive for your listening pleasure to share with somebody else as well as you can listen to me as many times as you want. I'm not here for fame, fortune, or prestige. If you want to bless a brother with a payment for donation, fine. I'll receive it gratefully, but know that it's going to the edification of each and every listener to help pay the bills. $RonEFire60 if you want to send a donation. I thank you very much. You can also go to YouTube and put in Ron E. Jefferson and then bam, 4 years of Fire Gospel Experience archives right there for your listening pleasure, for your spiritual uplift. I want to thank my Kingdom collaborators who syndicate this Fire Gospel Experience. Talk about man of God, Jerry Roy, the very first brother that connected with me and syndicated this powerful, anointed Fire Gospel Experience over there at Positive Power 21. Thank you, Jerry Roy. And then Woman of God, Natalie Peaches, over at Gospel Songwriters Conference Radio, GSWC Radio. Thank you, Natalie Peaches. And then Lavette Gillespie over at Praise Him More Media. Thank you, Woman of God, Lavette Gillespie. Pam Jones over at the River and Word Gospel Radio Station. Thank you, Woman of God, Pam Jones. And then last but not least, finally, Woman of God, Stephanie McDonald over at United Praise Radio. Thank y'all. Thank y'all, Woman of God. Now, Stephanie McDonald, and thank you, all of you wonderful Kingdom collaborators that still continue to work with a brother, as I do nothing but labor for the glory of God. I just want to leave y'all with one final word, and then I'm going to let you go and be blessed throughout your day. How about this final word for your consideration? Whether the blessings are big or small, you best believe that God's favor is on them all. Hallelujah. Want to leave y'all with man of God, Arthur J, as he take it to the house. He's going to let you know that God will, whatever it is, make it better. If it's good, he'll make it great. If it's absolutely wonderful, he'll make it absolutely indescribable. God will make it better. I'm praying that God will cover you, keep you, bless you, lead and guide you, and manifest himself in you more and more so that you will be a faithful servant that will indeed be able to say, I was responsible for 30, 60, and 100 souls and more to the glory of God. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the Lord Jesus. Come on, man of God, Arthur J. Let's take it to the house and let everybody know what God will do is, he will make it better. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ.
God will make it better for you and I. God will make it better. You'll make it better. You got a little problem, you don't know what to do. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. Thank you.
Shut up, there's a monster. Shut up, there's a monster. You can try to get it on.